Welcome back to Mondays with Mork and Mindy. I mean, Mike and Mary.
Oh, boy.
So,
oh,
you have
I get to go first?
You do.
Oh, great okay. Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, there was an Ask the Experts question. What do I do with this property that I've listed? Every house in the backyard has like a wooden, I don't know what that would be called, like a flower bed, only it goes across the entire backyard, and every house in this neighborhood does. Well, the house was sold.
A garden?
No, it's more like a, I don't know.
A flower bed?
A ledge.
Okay.
You know, like a part of the landscaping into the hill, like to smooth out the backyard.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, the houses are getting like 30 years old, and the inspection when the property was sold said this is going to rot. Some of these, this wood is going to have to be replaced, and they got an estimate for $12,000, but then the buyer walked away. So, okay. So now it's back, I know, now it's back on the market. The seller's willing to do some things, but the cameras, you know, we have to be in tune to the fact that when we are speaking, our buyers are speaking during the house, there are recordings, there are cameras that are listening, and the seller heard the buyer say, oh, this backyard just looks ticky-tacky. It's all brown.
Oh,
I don't think it's ever going to look any better. Now, what she's decided to do, and this is my parade of techniques for the day, is she is going to get pictures from the seller in the spring and in the best part of the summer, and maybe even in the fall with mums back there and everything. She's going to blow them up into 5x7s, and she's going to tape them to the window, the patio door, which looks out upon the backyard. You know, I love that. I think that's so smart.
A little twist on virtual staging.
Yeah, really. Mm. This is actual staging. You're just not seeing it at the right time of year.
I like it.
I do too.
So, you know what a bot is?
Of course.
Good. Well, I have somebody who sent her bots out into the marketplace.
Okay.
Now, if you don't have bots, maybe you've got limited service agents or referral partners or team members. Anyway, go out into our market and find me a house that has a dumpster out in front of it.
Ooh.
They found 35.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a big market.
Yeah.
Okay. And for every dumpster address that the bots brought back, they got a $5 scratch-off lottery ticket.
Oh, that's awesome.
And sent a letter to all 35 homeowners. And three of them wrote back saying, yes, we're interested in a market analysis.
Oh my gosh, that's 10%.
Yeah.
That's totally cool.
Yep. Next week, she's going to send her bots out to look for pods in the front yard.
That's really cool. I think.
Isn't that creative?
Bot is the new word for bird dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it, bird
right.
dog.
I right. like it. All right, ask the experts. And I'm looking at my notes here because we've got a guy who is working for sale by owners, and he found one that's listed at $373,000. Now, when he did the comps, it should be somewhere in the neighborhood of $320,000 to $330,000, but it's vacant, and he called the seller who lives in Tennessee, who was like, I'm not paying a commission.
From Tennessee?
Yeah, from
I'm
Tennessee.
I'm not paying no commission.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Well, that might be Arkansas.
Huh? Okay.
All right, so anyway, what do I do next? So this guy is willing to talk to him. However, he wants to just have a phone conversation. He's going to give him access to the house, let him walk through it, and then call me from the house. Okay, so what do I do? All right, well, to a person, everybody on his team said, you need a sit down. If he's not coming back from Tennessee, he's been transferred for work, then at least get him to agree to a Zoom, and not while you're at his house, but a sit down. So you can go over to his house, you can walk all the way through it and all of that, so you've seen it, but ask lots of questions. Ask him, how much money is he losing per month that it sits vacant? What are the odds that he's coming back? How long is he going to try it on his own before he gives up? What kind of repairs is he willing to make if a buyer were to ask? What is the average days on market in the area, and does he know that? All right, and then here's the rest of the advice. Do your comps. Do your marketing plan. You know, do the Wickman stuff that we've taught you. Polka, break the ice, polka. Then all these millions and jillions of questions. And then your marketing services. Do a presentation online. Show him some professional photos compared to his, you know, cell phone camera. You can see, you know, part of the bedroom, but not the whole thing, etc. What would professional photos do for this property? Let's see. Do a net sheet. Be persistent, but hands down, by far and away, get a sit down. Don't, what would that be? Squander your opportunity. Love that. Go get a listing. Woohoo!
Let me see if I got this question straight. You've got an out of town for sale by owner with a vacant house.
Who doesn't want to pay a commission
is overpriced. How do they get buyers then?
Yeah, that's a good question.
A neighbor or a lockbox or what?
Yeah, I don't know.
How strange.
I think he's going to give him a code, so that's probably what he does, right? Got a code on his front door.
If you're wondering why we keep looking down, it's because we're looking at our notes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I take notes. I have for all 15 years.
What would you sell that notebook for, Michael?
No price. It's way too valuable. Anyway, I had a really interesting question that brought up history. And I thought, well, I know the answer to this. It's the same old stuff. But you know what? Some new answers came out, and I really like them. This is the year,
the student said, okay.
I am committing to a neighborhood geographical farm.
Really?
Yeah. In addition to everything else I'm doing, I want a farm, and I want it to pay off as quickly as possible. So I don't know what to do. That's my number one challenge. What's your advice? Well, here was the first thing. Learn everything you can about the residents who live there and the real estate that gets sold there.
Mm-hmm.
Become the local expert.
You bet.
There's Facebook groups you probably want to join.
Next door.
Find out if they have an association.
Mm-hmm.
Look up under Remine, R-E-M-I-N-E, Pro, or RPR.
APIA.
Track all the listings and sales and send just listed, just sold postcards, even if they're not yours.
Yeah.
Get calendars with magnets and send them out with you. Use the Nextdoor app. Send out real estate information. In your due diligence, make sure this is a neighborhood that has actual turnover. Get a plat map. Who built the homes and when? Find out about the builder and the whole way that the neighborhood developed. Go out and knock on doors and meet people. Have conversations. Gee, what a radical idea, right? Who has been selling in that neighborhood? Is there any one agent who's been dominant? If not, that's better news than one person. Figure out and find out who is moving in and out of the neighborhood and why. I thought that was good. Put a plan together. Remember that you need to have patience for this to pay off. Use ChatGPT for ways to contact people, things to say, and most importantly, set a budget and stick to it.
I love that. And then if, can I throw something in?
Please do.
So if there's something unique, then you got to know as much about that uniqueness as the people that live there. I used to live in a community that was centered around lakes. Well, you should know what is caught. What is the lake? Do you have a lake map? What are the rules? Water skiing, what are the rules? You know, all of that kind of stuff. What are the community events? Is there a group of people that get together for Diners Club, for example, or Ladies Bunko? So find out as much as you can about the neighborhood as well.
Ladies what?
Bunko, it's a card game.
Okay.
You have to be a lady.
Ah, and?
Yes.
Yes.
Are we done?
We are. Find out everything you can about that neighborhood. But while you're having conversations, why not ask people, what do you like about living here? And start to put together a dossier, a feature sheet. So for when you get listings, you know what kind of buyer is looking for that kind of lifestyle. And that can help you in your marketing.
You bet.
Have a wonderful week.
Yeah.